something up. It's not possible for you to have lived all of that life and not have created the next powerful and beautiful thing for yourself. And what throws so many of you is because you can't decipher it and articulate it precisely, then you're not sure that it's even there. That's why we spent quite a bit of time in this gathering making an effort to convince you that when you know what you don't want, you know more clearly what you do want. And when you are enjoying something that you do want, you are putting that into your vibrational escrow too. In other words, everything that you've been living has been queuing you up for the next step, the next phase of your experience, which is more opportunity to assist others, still getting to use your mental acuity, still getting to make a lot of money from it, still getting to be the uplifter that you are born to do. In other words, all of that is there for you. And we just want you, that's the reason that we were so outrageously obnoxious as we are shouting at you that it is done, it is done, it is done. And then you, the two of you, quite a pair you are, begin by saying something like, well, was it really done? And we want you to know that it's done, it's done, it's done, it's done, it's done. Now, we understand that it's more difficult for you to believe that it's done because most of you have been letting your belief about the manifestation of things come after you see the manifestations of things. But it is our promise to you that as you start feeling for the doneness of things, as you start feeling for it, you'll recognize that it's just a matter of you feeling your way. Jerry began by talking about his movement toward Esther. In other words, that was in the works long before either one of them ever laid eyes on either one of them. In other words, what they were each living was putting into their vibrational escrow this which we are all about. This which we are all about was swirling and calling them both toward it. You get a sense of what we're talking about?
I do.
So the question then would be, if you know it's done and you know it's good, and you know, you got to know it's good because you've put it there incrementally, so it's detailed and precise and pleasing to you because it's your creation. So if it's there and it's good and it's done, then what's the next logical question? How do I get over there where it is?
Yeah.
And the answer is by not being so aware that you're not over there where it is. By knowing that it's there and by trusting, by trying to find the feeling place that things work out all right for me and I know I'll know it when I see it. And I couldn't have lived all this life without queuing it all up. And it's fun to be in the process of sifting and sorting. And I like the feeling of becoming more aware of what's coming next. And I can feel that it's there. There isn't really anything for me to do to make it happen. Why? Because it's done. Because it's done.
So even though I don't have a picture board or a focus...
Get right into it.
Even though I don't have a picture board or a focus or... I can at least think about the feeling of what it would be like.
You could make a picture board if you want to, and on it paste feelings instead of stuff. In other words, what is the picture that you have of your life? Put things on it that represent well-being, that represent abundance, that represent a feeling of security, that represent fun. In other words, rip through those magazines and posters and anything that you can find. Get on those websites and print out those things that represent the kind of life that you want to live. Calm looks on people's faces, happy looks on people's faces, clearly good-feeling bodies, clearly beautiful lives that they are living. In other words, make your boards, but do the work not to make it happen, but to enjoy the process of it coming into place. The name of this creation game is, first it has been asked for, which you've already done. Did we mention that it's done? It's been answered, it is done. So now everything about you is about preparing yourself vibrationally for the receiving of it. So how would you prepare yourself vibrationally for the receiving of a life that felt like utter security? How would you prepare yourself for that?
Imagine it.
By remembering moments of security, by watching for evidence of security, by noting moments when you feel secure. How would you prepare yourself? How would you become a vibrational match to a stimulating, expansive career? What feelings, what does that feel like?
It feels a bit like what I've had in this past career.
It does. So that's why we're asking for some words to describe it.
I felt a part of a group that were...